家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米歇尔米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾是环球雅思的壮壮老师。
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Have you kept practicing your English every day?是吧，这个英文还是需要每天每天的那样练哈、啊、除了听广播尤其是口语，大家每天还得要自己拿出一段时间来说。
嗯，我天天都在练。今天呢咱们既然跟大家模拟雅思口语考试，不过今天的节目当中我认为我可以
角色切换一下。
切换一下，报仇一下血恨。
对。
对。然后我来模拟考官，然后壮壮老师呢来模拟这个
考生。
对，来模拟考生，但是就壮壮老师这不肯定不是一般的考生，对吧？那都是久经沙场的考生。
一般这考官见到我这样的人，他们就知道肯定是培训学校的人来卧底、
啊。是吗？是吗？
没错。然后我有一次我去考去哈，同去参加考试的同学，因为我教了好多，所以就在考场碰见了。然后他们说：“哇，老师在，我们就淡定了许多。”然后就可高兴了。然后我还问呢：“你们准备的怎么样啊？这那的。”然后这样就心情。其实你就是越放松吧，就考试，尤其是这种面对面的考试，口语这一块儿，你就越容易表现，把你正常的水平发挥出来。你越紧张越较劲，你就越说错，是吧？所以呢，现在你换一个角度，你作为考官的时候，你可以，你试着给我也打一下分，或者你听一下哪儿妥当，哪儿不妥当。好吧，
我怎么也好紧张啊！
对啊，
我还是想当考生。
不用，你在换了角色之后，你就会发现了，其实你关注的并不是说话的内容，而是那些语言的质量。
嗯，
明白吧？比如说你的时态用没有，我的时态用没用对了，是吧？我的这个词汇的搭配，比如说有的同学就觉得认为是 pay attention on something， 这就是错的搭配，应该是 pay attention to something。是吧？
对，
等等这些小的地方，什么 although but， 这其实是你常犯的错误、
啊、是吗？对，我写的时候也经常犯，但是我知道他们不能放在一起。
对，但是你拿嘴说的时候，老外他考了好多学生，他也知道这是大家的通病。
嗯，那他考您的时候，他是知道您是这个培训学校的老师。
对呀、啊，因为他在 part one， 他就会问，是吧？你是工作呢，还是学生？
啊，
然后你这个工作，你就得描述，对吧？那他一下他就知道了你是培训学校的。
那您可以不说呀，
对，我也可以编，但是一般就是没什么必要编，就告诉他呗。
没有任何妨碍是吗？告诉他。
对呀、啊，也没事儿，就是说你的内容，在考官给你分的时候，它只是一个载体。啊，当然理想状态是这样，他是人，所以他也不可避免的
偏见是吗？
没错，他会受到这些因素的干扰。
天
呀，那我说实在的这个实际情况，而不是去编造的话，其实好说，因为你就不用额外花那么一个注意力，对，去编去。所以这是说实话的好处。好，
那咱现在开始模拟吧。
模拟吧，开始。
May I have your name, please?
My name is Zhuang Zhao. Zhao being my last name, and Zhuang meaning robust and strong.
So what are the popular names in China?
Popular names, it depends on the different historical period. Like, for example, in the 1960s and 70s, Hong, Red, or Wei Bing, or Bing could be very popular names. And you may find people with those given names a lot. Because those means that revolution and being the Red Guard and protecting the Red Guard and protecting the party, etc. So those are typical names. However, when it comes to the 1980s, imported or a little bit Western-styled names would be more common. Like, for example, people may take the given name as Owen or Yi'an. Yi'an has the English similar name as Yan, like I-A-N. And you may also find Mike, like Michael, but the Chinese would be Mike, things like that. And then till now, we've already been 15 years, almost 15 years into the 21st century, then a lot of names may have more than two characters. So usually you have maximum 3 characters in a typical Chinese name, but then you all of a sudden may realize that it's not uncommon for people to have 4 characters. So those could be some different trend. Isn't that interesting now that you talk about it?
Yes, it is. 哎呀，不行，我还是不是一个合格的考官啊，我总容易被带入。
被带入了哈，去听这个内容去了。但是你发现了吗？我的那个时态用对了吗？
我听到了您用一个 those means。
啊，对了，这就错了。单数第三人称应该是 those names mean， 对吧？所以你说的时候肯定要犯错的。话说这个雅思的他的这个口语呢，他是其实是考外国人说他的英语，就相当于我们考一个外国人汉语一样。就是我们会有一个默认的期待，就是他不可能说的是
特别好，
跟这个本地人一样，除非他小时候就是在学语言的时候就是生长在一个英语环境里，对吧？所以他这时候他会一定是有瑕疵的，
是会宽容的，
他是会比较宽容的。就是说你在听老外说中文也一样，他犯点错呀，你一听大方向还不错了，还能说出来“福里老骥，志在千里”这样的，所以你觉得这个老外其实还是很中文很了不起的。
对 ，What kind of news do you like？
Well, I would say that my attention to the variety of news stories is quite broad. The first one that I would almost follow every day would be current affairs related closely to daily life, like, for example, the weather forecast and the pollution situation report, as I would have to...based on that to decide whether I need to wear the masks or maybe a scarf or an extra jacket. As you know, nowadays the weather is pretty unpredictable and you can even sense that I caught a cold already. So I have to make sure I bring the right clothes and put them on. Other than that, I would kind of focus more on news related to health.For example, new researches, new discoveries on how to improve health and the general physical well-being. And then comes the next category, which is psychological or mental well-being. As I recently found, a lot of theories suggest that physical health is closely related to mental health. So if...people suffer from anxiety, then the immune system tend to be influenced, and then a series of diseases may occur.
温度您说的是 degree Celsius, 它和 degree centigrade 有什么区别？
一样，就是 Celsius 是那个摄氏那个人的名字、centigrade 是那个百，明白了吧？就是这个进度是100为进度，从1度到100度。所以它是指的是同一个体制，就是不同的名字，同一个体系。
Part one 应该差不多了吧？我问了这些。
3到4分钟的样子。
差不多了。天哪，您一个我就觉得能说了3到4分钟了已经。
对，所以你就可以move out了。
但是如果我一个说3到4分钟，他也不会问我那么多了，是吧？
但是他有可能打断你。如果说他觉得这段你像背的。是吧？不代表你的真实水平，他可能就啪，他就迅速瞬间转移到一个另外一个完全不相关的话题，所以他从中呢看你在最自然的情况下，你的语言水平是什么样，那才代表你的真实语言水平。所以你看，当个考官也挺不容易的哈，
斗智斗勇，
斗智斗勇，博弈。
现在到 Part Two 了，我找到一道好题，我觉得我不会说。来，我们看看这道题啊，这道题 ，an antique。Or old object your family has kept for a long time.
All right, this sounds quite an interesting subject to describe. Well, you know that nowadays it seems very popular for people to collect antique pieces. Mine that passed down from my grandparents is actually a coin known as the copper coins. I still recall that my mother handed down to us, me and my sister, not only the copper coins, but also the silver coins, that was in use, actually in use back in the 1920s, in the Yuan Shikai era. This coin looks different from what we spend nowadays, with people use nowadays. It is round in shape with a square hole in the middle. And then you can find characters around the four sides of the square in the middle. And supposedly, if you want to test whether that antique is real or not, you need to put your middle finger and the thumb at the center of the coin, sort of pinch it, and then blow in front of your lips, and then quickly you move the coin to the side of your ear, and you can hear a whistle. Then that means the coin is real silver. And then this one was really valuable, not because of its face value, but it carries the sentimental values. The sentimental values refers to the parental affection for grandparents towards the next generations, their future generations. And so it's pretty cool to have a coin like that. Other than that, I would say that I have moved to different places and even overseas to Canada and then back to China. I still keep those coins because I plan to pass them on to the next generations after me. Though I don't have any kids myself, my sister has one son and one daughter. So I'm pretty sure that the coins may go to them.
2分多，将近三分钟。
嗯，
不错。哎呀，天哪，这是正好是之前讲到的，不光说它本身啊，再说一些情感的因素，这样就能填补这个时间了。Part three 我就不会问了呀。
Part three 呢，它会有几个类型的题，比如说它会问你今昔对比、男女对比、未来趋势、社会问题。还有这个怎样解决？
那我试一个问。
你想想，比如说今昔对比，你可以都问些什么呢？
问这个现在人
收集什么东西？
对
吧？比如说现代人他可能收集的什么千奇百怪的东西，古代人是不收集的，或者怎么样？还有男女在收集东西上的差别有什么差异？比如说女的喜欢收集什么？可能是香水、包包、鞋，对吧？男的可能就收集什么照相机啊。对吧，这种东西。
对。
所以你也可以谈。好吧，现在你来问吧。
What do you think are the differences between people nowadays and people in the past in passing along family treasures?
Family treasures. I would say that there are quite a few differences. The most obvious one that many people may agree with is in the past, people tend to focus on giving money to the future generations because they feel that it gives sense of security when people have money, right? Even if it is not itself like coins, it might be in the form of a golden ring or maybe a jade bracelet and stuff like that. And those objects tend to gain value as time goes by.So that is most obvious purpose for people to pass those treasure to future generations. However, nowadays, people may choose differently of what to pass. For example, they may choose to pass something trivial, like a handwritten letter, perhaps. Or it could be a ticket.A very traditional movie theater ticket. Because nowadays you have electronic ones and printed with the barcode. But in the past it was printed somehow. So those would be the collectibles that simply is less valuable in its own form. But it's becoming out of date and will no longer be in circulation. And this just reminds people of different times and different technologies in those times.
What do women ancestors tend to give their offsprings, and what do male ancestors, female?
Tend to give.
Yes.
So basically you are asking when ancestors decide to give something valuable to their kids and grandkids, what are the differences for between two sex? All right. Now, I would say that there isn't much difference as far as I'm concerned, because when it comes to something treasure and valuable, some families may only have that one object, and there isn't much room for a different opinion. Like, I would choose A object rather than B object to give to my kids. There's only one object, so no room to argue. And another reason is that at certain time in history, people may have this common agreement on what is valuable and what is not. I would say if I were somebody in that position, I would decide to pass on something portable. For example, I may not give my kids a huge furniture. Rather, I would give a smaller piece like a ring, a wedding ring, or a pendant. So that is just my view. I don't know, there might be different opinions on that. 你听出来了吧，就是其实可以回答是很随意的 Part 3, 因为它没有一个正确的答案。就你问 difference, 我也可以说我觉得没有 difference, 明白了吧，
明白了，
然后这样你就好说了，而且你也可以说我对此没有研究啊。这句话怎么说呢？说这个不是我擅长的领域，英文叫做 This is not my area of expertise. 对了，然后他就得再想一个问题，
对，
因为你在想问题的时候，你也是搜肠刮肚的，对不对啊？因为 Part 3本身它那个问题都是随机生成的。
嗯，哎，考官有没有问问题卡在一半的时候？
也不太像，因为在你问这个想问问题的时候，他在说上一个问题的时候，其实你的心理正常的考官的心理活动就是你会琢磨下一个问题问他什么。
也挺难的，
对，
也挺累，我觉得考官比考生累，
是吧？就不一样，就是你动脑筋的那个重点是不一样的。
对，可是他要每天要考很多人呢，我考一场出去我就吃去了
啊，
他不行啊。
对啊，
对，我消耗嘛。
所以说考官到了最后，比如说还差七分钟他就该下班的时候，他可能考这个考生考五分钟就给人打发了，就是从 part one 到 part three, 五分钟就打发了。我就碰见这样的学生。那一般什么人会碰见这个最后这一个时间段进考场呢？
什么人？就是什么属相或者是什么年龄？
是什么姓氏
啊？
在的 H, 比如说什么赵啊，什么张啊，什么郑啊，这都是属于你按照姓氏排名的时候会比较靠后。所以你就有可能在这个考场的时候最后进入，但是那个呢，有的考生就担心说，哟，我怎么五分钟就给我打发出来了，而那个考生还得了七分，分还挺高的，所以说他不影响，你说的好，你仍然是会得高分，反而来讲你少考呢，你还少痛苦点，但是他当时感觉就是，哎呦，我这个话还没尽兴呢，我怎么还没说完呢，他就给我切断了，然后又 move on跑到下一个题那样。只要他定了你的水平是七分、七点五、八分还是六分，那他听再多也是一样的，没错。
所以一般会从什么时候就开始定呢？我觉得他是不是第一问、第二问基本已经心里能有
没错，他已经就有一个初步的判断了，之后他就是在验证他那个判断是否正确而已。你刚才是这样的感觉吗？
不，因为我心里已经有一个先入为主，我知道这个分一定不会低。
对，
所以我没有办法逐步验证，
所以应该找一个陌生的这个考生来，这样的话你才从他一开始张嘴就去做判断。听众有没有人喜欢做这个角色呢？我们不妨邀请这位听众，是吧，真正的来到我们的播音间，然后呢你实地的你也练一下，这就相当于是一个免费给你的模拟考试。
是的，
而且我们还会给你评语，然后为你下一步的复习 指出方向，
嗯，
更加有的放矢。
嗯，如果大家有兴趣的话呢，可以通过不同的方式联系我们，比如说我们的微信账号 Question of the Day 没有空格，大家语音给我们发给我们或者文字都可以，还有就是我们的微博大学生英语在线。
说起来这个来到录音间去这个参加节目的录制哈，大家知道我们在什么位置吗？我们就在北京市建外大街。
嗯，
啊，如果大家坐公交呢，地铁是在这个朝阳门这一站，还不，地铁是在建国门这一站，
建国门永安里之间。
对，永安里下来，你就是往西走。
嗯，对。
建国门下来，你就往东走。
就在
我们的我们是处于两个点之间，然后我们在马路的路南。
嗯，
如果您坐路上的公交呢，一路九十九路。好多车都到，
嗯，
所以这一站呢就叫日坛路，所以说挺好找的，交通也挺方便的，希望大家能够很好的利用这种训练的机会，
嗯，
是吧？你上考场之前，是骡子是马，拉出来溜溜，咱们先看看，
就是，
对吧？你也给自己一个模拟，看看流程啊。
这就是我们想跟大家分享的内容，希望对大家有帮助。新浪微博当中也可以找到米歇尔，米饭的米，一些的些，耳朵的耳，也可以在新浪的博客当中找到壮壮老师。
我的博客名号是女瓦辛格，
我们明天见。
Not more than I can do. You're so famous now. Got your Bible, got your gun, and you like the party and have fun. And I like my game.
一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思词汇的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video。
Taking her